Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and today I'm at the campsite, and there's a lot of people at the beach. I can see a few people playing on the playgrounds things, the games that they have. There's some tyres hanging from ropes, and they bounce up and down on them, and the kids love it. And then there's the place where they've got the huts for the socceristas, the ones that are guarding the lives of the people that are in the water, swimming and so on. The socceristas, lifeguards, that's what they call it in English now, I've forgotten. And it's a funny old day because the weather's a bit cloudy, so the beach probably could be fuller if it wasn't so cloudy. And it's a busy day because it's the 1st of August, and on the 1st of August it's kind of like the first day of a busy couple of weeks. So we've got a lot of people turning up. It's Friday, so a lot of people turn up from Barcelona anyway. It's going to be a bit mad this weekend. So we've got a guy working today who was off sick yesterday. He was in hospital for a night. To be quite honest, looking at him, he doesn't seem quite all himself today anyway. Mind you, he often doesn't anyway, but there you go. So he's back at work, put up with him sort of being a bit sort of useless, but I say he's a bit like that anyway sometimes. So what else have we got going on? Well, my Swiss friends are leaving. They're a couple. Don't see actually much of her, but I see him from time to time passing through. But I see a lot more of the daughter. She's only about 8 or 9, but she's got no friends. And she comes along and she says, hello. She goes past on a bicycle and comes up and... I practice my German with her, so she chats to me in German and I chat back to her, and it's quite good to have a bit of a practice there. So the poor girl there, she's all sort of on a lonesome for holidays there, and if she knew a few Spanish words or was keen to learn a few Spanish words, she'd go and make some friends, I suppose, but well, sometimes that's the way it goes. What else is going on? Well, I've got some new applications to play with on my iPhone and my iPad. And I'm quite enjoying an application called Upcast. It's a podcast playing application. What's good about it is that it's basically different. It's a podcast playing application that's kind of been reimagined on how it can be used. It does a few little special tricks there. And I tried it only for a few minutes and I was that impressed with it. I actually bought the pro version of it. It's one of these applications, you know, they have a freemium model where, I mean, it's pretty good in terms of everything kind of works, and there's maybe one or two extras that you might or might not want, and you can just pay, it was €4.99 to get all of the extras, and one payment and that's it, it's done, you got the whole package as it were. So I was quite pleased with that. It's a good little application, and see, one of the things it does, I haven't sort of been able to test this yet, but it will find the spaces of silence within a podcast and skip through them. Not quite sure how it does, but it's a pretty good idea that it does do that, so you could skip through some podcasts quite easily. There are a number of podcasts at the moment that are advertised in a particular web hosting, sort of web page making company, and they drive me to distraction because the same bloody company being advertised in so many different places, it drives me nuts, and I'm not going to mention the name because I'll only advertise for them. And so what would be nice is if I could sort of have advertisements that are marked and be able to skip them easily. But, well, I can to a certain extent because you've got a button on there which lets you fast forward for 45 seconds or 30 seconds, however long you set it for. So that's quite handy. But sometimes you can't get to the button quick enough and you get this annoying bit of advertisement going again. That's the only thing with podcasts, because when the people that are making the podcasts, I mean, I made a lot of podcasts myself in my time. People making podcasts like to get a bit of help with some paying the costs of running a podcast. I mean, there's the hosting for the podcasts themselves and then running the websites and spending the time doing it. And, well, I know there's Patreon these days, which is probably a good idea, but sometimes people... I mean, well, in fact, when I did it, I mean, it wasn't Patreon, you had to rely on adverts. But it does get a bit annoying if the same advert comes in over and over again on the same podcast. In fact, the Guardian podcast is one of the ones I listen to, and they have this advertisement on there as well. And it just drives me nuts. And I don't actually even like the product. The company I tried it out, they give you websites and make it easy for you to build and stuff like that, but it's expensive. How I found I was able to have 10 websites on some hosting with unlimited number of websites and stuff for half the price of what they were charging just to do one website, so... I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, even so. So that's the application called Upcast. They like to call these podcasts strange names like that, Upcast. And there's another one that I use called Downcast, and that's the one I'm using on the Android system I've got. When I move fully back over to using Apple again, I shall have Upcast on all of them. I mean, Dan Cass has been okay, but there's a couple of things it doesn't do that I'd like it to do. Like, you know, it's not very easy for making playlists, for instance, and having it so that, you know, one, I can put things into a playlist and then one podcast plays after another and so on. But anyway, that's another thing. What else? Another application I've been playing with is called Malto. And it's an email application. And you think, well, what can be different and new and so on with an email application? But this one is quite different. It's been reimagined as well. I mean, what you've got with an email usually is you've got a thing over on the left-hand side, which is your list of your emails. And then it will, or a list of your folders for your emails. And then you have another pane over on the right-hand side, which is split in two, sort of top and bottom. And you have your list of emails, and then the bottom pane underneath that is where you see the email, actual email, when you're looking at it. And that's one way of doing it. I mean, it's generally a variation on that, but this one's completely different. And there's got a few little things in it that I quite like. It makes it easier to use. So, for instance, you choose the thing that you want to look at, and so then the folders and everything else sort of go to one side. You don't see them anymore unless you want to. And then what happens is that you say I'm looking at my inbox and I see all the emails that are in there. So I can tap on an email, I get an idea of what's in it from a little bit of a first bit of the email, so I know what I'm going to be choosing to have a look at. So I tap on that and I look at the bit of the email and I can see more of it if I want to, scroll through, that's kind of nice. And then I can decide whether I want to put it into the bin and get rid of it altogether, or if I want to archive it or move it to one of the other folders. Really easy to use. I like that. And another thing that's pretty good about it is the fact that, say, there is an email in there that's got a website connected to it. So I can tap on a link and it stays within that same application. So I'm actually looking at the website within the email browser application, rather than sort of it being sent off to another application. And then you have to sort of, when you finish that there, you have to sort of swipe back to get back to the replication. It's handy for that, so that's kind of good. And as I say, it's been kind of reimagined, and I like it. So that's worth having, and that is a free application. And I haven't seen that there's any in-app purchases to make it better or to make it into a pro version. And so far, I haven't found any need for it. So I'm quite pleased with that. That's good. We've got, what else? Oh, yeah, it's back to the campsite again, so... we've got some gamberos, as we call them, scallywags. They've been coming over the last 3 weeks, and I've just noticed that they're coming in their Land Rover. And last week they left a god-awful mess, as they say. They had to go and do some cleaning up because people in the tents nearby were disgusted by the mess that they left. And I'm going to have a word with them this week and say, look, before you go, make sure you have everything cleaned up because you can't leave it like that. It looks like a pigsty. And it really did look like a pigsty. I mean, they left bags all over the place. I mean, there's bins that nearby that they could have put the stuff into, and they didn't bloody use them. I mean, it's a campsite, it's not a hotel. I mean, you have to do a bit of tightening up behind yourself, so... That's your campsite news for today. And a bit of application news, and... me talking about stuff going on with my Android and my iOS devices, and I say, soon it's going to be just using the Apple iOS devices again. And there you go, that is my warning. 20 minutes has gone, and this recording is going to have to come to an end. Bye bye now, talk to you again soon.